Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy. Doctor of Pharmacy, Austin Brown, joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing, GOC?
Doing good. You guys been busy?
We've been busy, yeah. Keeping up. I won't call it business per usual, but it has been business. So that's been good. We've still been able to take care of people, and we've adapted to the changes as we've needed to, and we're continuing to push forward with everything.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of questions.
Yes, a lot of questions. The community has been really good, and they've understood, you know, the precautions and the necessary steps that we've taken in order to keep the community safe and keep our team safe. And we've gotten a lot of positive feedback about the way that's been handled. And so not a lot of questions of what's it going to look like when we come out on the other side of this.
Yeah, if you're a person, we're going to talk about allergies today. It's allergy season, and the symptoms, some of them override with the COVID, so it's that makes it a little tricky to diagnose, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one for us because, there are a couple of, allergy symptoms that people might get a little bit of a scare.
Yeah.
In terms of, maybe some of the scratchy throat, stuffy nose, just that kind of feeling of I'm starting to not feel good. The other side of that is for people with seasonal allergies, and kind of what I'm curious to find out more about is a lot of times people are pretty aware of what those symptoms are going to be. And so it'll be interesting to see, okay, this feels kind of like what my seasonal allergies symptoms are once the pollen starts going and we're getting out and we're mowing the yards and we're doing our yard work as things start opening up. And then distinguishing that from the symptoms and the signs that we've all been told to be aware of for what could be a potential COVID infection. So it'll be an important piece on the pharmacy team's part and on individuals' part to make sure that they're kind of looking at those symptoms individually, and then if they have questions, they can call their healthcare provider to get more information about how they're feeling.
So most people who have dealt with allergies or this time of year probably know what to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, it's going to be looking at, the red, swollen, itchy eyes, and sometimes it's light sensitivity, scratchy throat, stuffy nose. And a lot of people that have seasonal allergies or deal with it have kind of a go-to, maybe an over-the-counter product such as loratadine or a nasal spray like Flonase or fluticasone, which is something that they'll use on a regular basis that helps them with those symptoms. And so people are pretty good at knowing what works for them and what doesn't. For people that might be experiencing a newer allergy or something's developed over time, my recommendation for them is always to start with an over-the-counter product. There's a lot of different ones that are available, and they can ask the pharmacy for help on selecting the right one and find which one works for you. You might try something, for example, like loratadine, or the brand name is Claritin. Sometimes that works for some patients. For other people, it doesn't work as well. So we might have to try it for a couple of weeks, see if it works, and if not, we have other alternatives that we could try for you.
Well, we've heard a lot about asthma during this COVID-19.
Yes. Yes, we have.
To say the least.
Yes. And that'll be something that the asthma can be flared up with some of the seasonal allergies in regards to, causing shortness of breath and inflammation in the lungs. The caveat there is we know that with the supply chain and the way that the drug products are moving through the market right now, a lot of the rescue inhaler products, which would be an albuterol inhaler, those are being used a lot to treat some of the symptoms of the COVID virus. And what we're seeing at the community pharmacy level, thankfully not as bad as we were anticipating and preparing for, but it is sometimes more challenging to get those products in, because a lot of them are being allocated by the supply chain and the wholesalers to make sure that health systems and hospitals have what they need to take care of patients. So if you are a patient who does use an albuterol, either a metered dose inhaler, which is kind of like the pump one, or if you use a nebulizer medication, which is when you get the medication in a liquid and it goes into a machine to create it into a steam that you inhale. Either one, it would be important to call the pharmacy ahead of time to make sure that those products are going to be available. I will say that the metered dose inhalers are the ones that are being allocated and used more in the hospital systems right now, because they did find that those ones are a little bit better and more effective for treating the COVID symptoms versus the nebulizer medication at this time.
I didn't realize so many people were asthmatic. One in 13.
There's a fair part of our population that has it. So yeah, it's a little under 8% of adults and a little over 8% of children that have asthma. And for the kids, I mean, now that, you know, unfortunately, you know, school's been canceled, but asthma flare-ups are one of the top reasons that a lot of children miss school, because they have a flare-up from something. And so we want to try to keep that under control and regulated. We don't want to just be relying on the albuterol. If it's somebody that has asthma regularly, they would have their albuterol inhaler, which is their what we call a rescue inhaler. But for people that have been diagnosed with different levels of severity, they might also have a maintenance inhaler, which would have something like a, you know, low dose steroids in it. And the difference between them is that maintenance inhaler works on keeping the airways open consistently all the time. The albuterol inhalers are better at opening those airways more quickly when we have that chest tightness or that shortness of breath that kind of comes on. In this case, could maybe come on from allergies or allergens in the air during the springtime.
Well, I'm thinking anybody with any breathing issues right now, there's got to be a semblance of panic.
There's a heightened sense of awareness to that right now, definitely. And, you know, it's important to be diligent and be cognizant of it, but it's also important to kind of, you know, when you do experience that, you know, run through those steps in your mind, especially if you are an asthma patient or you do experience allergies and that might be a symptom of your allergies. You know, taking a moment and delineating the two, you know, okay, does this feel like my allergy symptoms? Do I have any of the other symptoms? Am I running a fever? Do I have the cough? Or am I getting a bad shortness of breath? Is there any distinct features that I maybe haven't experienced in the past? And then monitoring that and letting your healthcare professionals know and looking to see how we can help you where we can.
So is your store open yet, or are you drive through?
We are still using the drive through at this time.
Okay.
We do have, through the executive order, if people request, we do have 2 hours a week when people can come in and request that they can come and see the pharmacist if they really truly need a face-to-face interaction.
Mm-hmm.
The store over on Robinson Road has been, I mean, everybody, the community has been fantastic. We can't say enough thank yous to the support that we've received from people. A lot of people, the drive-thru is working very well, and we're finding that we're still having a good opportunity to have good interactions with people at the drive-thru. It does take a little bit longer. It's been busy. So we do apologize for that fact. But, yeah, at this time, the lobby and the doors are still closed, and we will point you to the drive-thru, or we also will do curbside for you. If the line is long and we know you're there, we'll get your prescription ready for you, and we'll run it outside.
How about if somebody has a question, Austin? Can they call you over there?
They sure can. You can always find us, 517-750-2180.
Hey, thank you, Austin. Appreciate the info.
Hey, Greg, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Austin Brown, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy.